Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I need weed and Trizane. I need weed and Trizane. I need Ebro and Shio. Ebro. Yo, what's up, y'all? The Thursday is going down. This is the Thursday. And if you're wondering why it's so humid outside, well, that's what it is, man. It's August in the city. Call right now, 800-223-9797. It's going to feel like 100 today and tomorrow.
Crazy.
Then some thunder showers, but the humidity going to stay around through the weekend.
Yep.
Heat advisory on.
It's going to be a hot one today. Did you know that before you left the house, that it was going to be like 100?
No. No, I just, as soon as I stepped outside and then turned on the radio.
Yeah.
But the weather, when I was looking at the weather last night and the days before, it didn't say that.
Man.
I think the humidity thing is hard to predict.
Right, because I left the house and I heard that. I was like, what? 100? They said 105 today.
Yeah, it's certain the with the because it's going to get to like the 90s. And then, you know, in certain areas of Jersey, it's going to be up to 100. Then you throw on top of that the humidity, and then that's how you get the numbers.
Crazy.
Central Park will hit like 96 today.
I wasn't ready.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. Laura never loses. You want to get at that. And remember, our brother DJ Walla popping this weekend at the American Dream with Camilo and 50 Cent. You know they got that indoor water park over there. Well, Saturday night, they turning it into a club. They do this sometimes. Big pool party over there. American Dream, our brother DJ Walla, Jersey stand up. Camilo, 50 Cent, and we got passes. Call right now. You could be in there at the pool party. Rowdy Rebel, Jada, A Boogie. Yesterday was Jada Kiss Day. We'll talk more about that in a second.
I like this one.
Down on the wrist.
What?
I got 100 guns, 100 clips. I'm from New York. What you thought? I'm always dressed up in designer. They reaching just
pretenders. My ex throwing shots, she's just like my ops. Always end up trying to spin blocks.
Spin blocks, ops. Ops, spinning blocks, sliding.
You know what I mean?
That's in every song.
I was thinking that, the ops part. Not ops, the other ones, but ops.
Spinning
like
blocks is every other song then.
Right.
Spinning blocks is every other song. Every song is ops.
Every song is an op.
What about sliding? I'm a slide.
It's sliding is happening a lot.
Every other?
It's a lot of, yeah, for sure.
Because technically when you spin the block, you sliding, I think.
Yeah.
So those kind of go hand in hand.
You're spinning the block so that you can slide.
Slide.
Right.
The ops part.
It's like it's always, you know, they want it to be a movie. The ops is coming.
A lot of, what's that game they love? The video game. That's what it's from. It has to be from that. The operatives, the ops, the opposition. Yeah. What's that game, man? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's like the reality street.
Nah, man. It's the shoot 'em up. Not World of Warcraft. They all play it. Griff, what's the name of that video game, man? I used to play it.
Call of Duty?
Call of Duty got mad ops.
So they grew up playing that. Now it's in every song.
Yeah. Because that's, you know, they was on the video game. And they got ops on the video game.
Right.
Because you're playing against people on there. You're playing against the ops and you shooting. So shoot them up. So you got ops.
But he says shorty's like his ops.
Well, because they're trying to take him out, too.
She throwing shots just like his ops.
Exactly.
Everybody's an op.
Could be, man. Mel, good morning. Kimberly, good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing today?
Good morning. I'm good.
Chilling.
Wait, hang on, Mel. You sound phenomenal. Kimberly sounds like she's broadcasting from Mars. Kimberly, you all right out there? What planet you on?
Yeah, I'm good. I just got to work.
You got that Bluetooth. That's good. Safety first, Kimberly.
You can hear me good? Y'all can hear me good?
Yeah, you all right. You in there. We got you, but it ain't the ideal scenario, but we're going to work with it, okay, Kim?
We're going to figure it out.
We're going to figure it out as a family. We together.
Thank you. I listen to you guys every morning.
We love you for that.
Y'all funny.
No, we be trying to bug out and do some real things and bug out, too. The good part, though, for Kimberly and Mel is we playing for these DJ Wala pool party. American Dream. If you haven't been over to the American Dream over there, it's popping. And it's popping. They got the ice skating. They got the ice skating, the Nickelodeon theme park, the water park. They got the high end. Like, if you in all the expensive clothes on one end of the mall, and then they got, like, the other part of the mall. Yo, they got snowboarding over there.
Which is so wild. It's so wild.
They got snowboarding classes for the kids, too, all season.
Really?
Like, you can pull up right now during the week and be like, yo, I'm putting my kid in a little class right now while I go shop. And learn them how to snowboard. Yeah, American Dream is popping, man. It's right there off the, what is that?
Yeah, I was there with my kids not too long ago.
Yeah, right by the MetLife. It's smooth, too, in and out. I like it. And it's so big that I've never been there where it felt crowded. Because the mall's so big. I mean, it'd be people in there, but it's not OD.
How about the amusement park?
I ain't never been in there on a weekend. I heard that gets crazy.
Okay.
The roller coaster's in there is official, though. They're official. All right, Kimberly, who you want to represent you? Me or Laura Styles for these DJ Wala pool party at American Dream this Saturday night?
I'm going with Laura.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. I love it. Let's go.
60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question. Let's play Laura Never Losing.
Right here we go. Right. Who brought Nelly Furtado out? Ebro.
That would be Drake at OVO in Toronto.
That is a fact. What's the capital of Portugal? Laura.
Lisbon?
Lisbon, tie game. Which rapper got hit in the face by Ebro?
Kid Cudi.
Incorrect.
No, a finish question.
Hit in the face by an explosive at Lollapalooza.
That would be Lil Durk.
Lil Durk is correct.
Okay.
Which literary character is known for saying, I'm late, I'm
Ebro. Laura.
Laura.
The rabbit in Alice in Wonderland? I'm late.
That's
I'm
facts.
Late. I'm late.
Great rabbit. In Monopoly, what is the most expensive
Ebro.
Property?
Laura. Ebro. Park Place.
Incorrect.
Oh.
No?
Expensive property There's on the board. One.
What's the other one?
3, 2, 1.
I don't know. The boardwalk.
Incorrect.
Broadway then, right?
What was it?
Boardwalk.
Oh, I was going to say the boardwalk.
Who reportedly turned down near...
Ebro. Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, y'all. Yes. Laura Wynn.
Yeah. Kimberly, you going to the pool party, DJ Wala. DJ Camilo, warning. 50 Cent will be in the building. It's going to be a good time over there at the American Dream Saturday night. Yo, my man Mel, sorry about that. Kimberly going to be in there. Kimberly wearing a bikini?
It's all good.
Get in the water?
Yep, I'm in there late. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean. You going to have them cheeks out, Kim? Be easy, Ma. Be easy.
I'm turning up. I'm here for y'all.
Well, listen. Kimberly, report back. If DJ Wala, anybody act funny or your passes ain't official, let us know so we could go upside their head with it. You know what I'm saying? We don't like them treating our friends of the show foul. You know what I mean?
Yeah, facts.
I appreciate it.
Nah, keep
on the line, right?
Yep, stay on the line. We got to get some info on the way. Flashing Lights with Laura Styles.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Yeah, there was breakup rumors of a celebrity couple that we really like.
Oh, man.
I'll let you know who it is coming up. Flashing Lights.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Can you bounce with me, hands with you? Can you bounce with me, bounce with me?
It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg of Thursday, the Thursday. Humidity, that's the story. Big story in the city. Heat wave advisory. Also, yesterday was the year anniversary. They're calling it Jadakiss Day. I did not know this was a thing, but it happened yesterday.
Yes, I saw
it. It was the year anniversary of Jadakiss and the Lox versus Dipset.
I can't believe it's been a year.
Yeah, everybody's been sharing.
Jadakiss' big MVP day, you mean?
I guess. Where he basically single-handedly, along with his compadres, his backup, decimated.
I don't think you could say single-handedly and along with his compadres.
I know, which is why I said it.
But he was right, MVP, though.
He's the MVP.
You got the audio? I think we got in there.
He had moments, man. It was a good time.
I mean, when people were reposting yesterday on socials, you were reminded, obviously, when the Who Shot Ya beat came on and he was doing the freestyle that went at 50 Cent back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
But then when that New York came on,
lights out.
Crazy. You don't got it in there?
Nah, not yet.
Of course it's in there.
You ain't got no Jadakiss freestyle
from Toronto? Before?
Another one from Versus. The Versus freestyle right here.
I thought you meant like there was some new audio yesterday where he was like,
come on.
New York.
Y'all know what this is.
It's that time, motherfucker. These don't like us. All praises, all burners, all raisins. Hand down. The game is all Jadakiss. Anything drop, I cop in all flavors. He's a you.
Y'all neighbors.
Hold on. We ain't playing with this. Is New York. This one, the one, right? No Instagram. I don't do Twitter. I don't do none of that.
Yeah, you do.
Let's go, Tech.
Well, remember at the time, they was going back and forth about the verses. So he wasn't talking ish at all. He didn't play that game.
Hand down, the game is all Jadakiss. Something hot drop, he popping all flavors. He's a you. Y'all neighbors, yeah, two extra. I'm in a new Aston with two extra doors. With a quick flip, I don't try to stretch from breath that. I've heard the word good, already checked that. Probably just fumbled because that's where I slept that. Desert is blue steel, the 40 is jet black.
It was a good day. I wish I was there.
It was fine.
I messed up.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. You wasn't trying to catch Rona.
No, the Rona was...
But I caught it 9 times anyway. So, I mean, that would have been a worthwhile one to go for.
I see what you're saying. At the time, though? No, I wasn't with it.
No, at the time, the room felt... We were like, whoa, there's a lot of people in there without masks, for sure.
They went for the culture, though.
But it was... That's what I'm saying. They
took Rona
right
to the face for the culture.
They got it.
Was that when Fat Joe was like, the Rona was...
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was
exactly that. So, Jadakiss Day was yesterday. So, now we know. Every year. We'll celebrate that New York City moment right there.
August 3rd.
The Lox and Dipset. Remember that birthday, Shawnee?
I will do.
It's a Leo day, too.
That's what I'm saying.
You're going to remember. Let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Styles.
You know I'm a freaking. Laura
Styles got the I might put it in my calendar right now.
Flashing lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles going to put us on.
Big talk yesterday that tennis superstar Naomi Osaka and Corday broke up. So everybody was talking about it like, oh, but she ended up posting a photo of her and him looking at their phone and they were like us looking at Twitter like. So I'm assuming they're still together. But that was
clear, Laura. Like if she posted a photo of both of them looking at their phones.
But you could do that. To show solidarity, like they're both looking at it together, but doesn't mean that they're not broken up. You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
True. I mean, they don't want people talking trash and they're still homies and it's love. They, you know, but who knows? Yeah. Where do these rumors start?
Was there a caption under the photo?
Yeah, that she said, look
like,
at
I love him forever. Where,
No. None of that.
To clear it
Listen,
up.
In my book, if you're still going to post a photo to make the world see that we're still good,
You're still good.
Whatever that means, if that means that y'all not having sex no more, y'all just hanging out together, whatever, it's none of our business. Y'all still good. Otherwise, you wouldn't say anything. We're not good. We're not together.
I mean, listen, I'll tell you one thing. Corday probably is dealing with what a lot of partners would deal with. Yo, man, I'm tired of you being home. You need to go to work. I'm seeing you too often. Stop skipping these tournaments. You need to start playing.
And she's saying the same thing.
She's like, why aren't you on the road? But he's back on the road.
Oh, he's on the road.
I think he's touring, yeah.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I saw an interview with her after a tennis match yesterday, like making fun of her dad, like in a cute way. So she's playing.
No, she's back. She's bad. I mean, she's playing some. It just feels like
she's playing some. That's your Flash and Late Report. The time is 7:03. Today, alternate side parking rules are in effect, and it's going to be hot and humid today. High of 91 degrees.
I know our man Iman Shumpert knows he's about to get one of these.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Also, Donald Trump's back on the list today. I don't know if you guys saw the headline.
No.
Federal judge says that civil court cases of those injured at January 6th can move forward against Donald Trump.
Okay. Not to mention, how do you not put Alex Jones on the list?
Bro. Facts.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And maybe even Roger Goodell. In the NFL.
Oh, definitely Roger Goodell in the NFL. There's a lot to it. We have to do a whole hour of congratulations. You played yourself.
Keep it locked. Plus, Ride or Die. Curved tickets to Rolling Loud. We got it all. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. It's all happening in the next 45 minutes. Lock in.
UQHDFM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
And I'm with the fly cause I bet she get naked. Shorty, she buggy, she want me to spank it like
BX. Ebro Laura Rosenberg, good morning. It's going to be hot outside. If you didn't get the message that we have a heat advisory and the humidity is back,
congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
The headline I've been waiting for, I've been telling y'all for years, man, if Donald Trump don't go to jail or lose all his money, the United States of America gets...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Just yesterday, the headline popped up, Donald Trump and all of the civil lawsuits against him from January 6th, according to a federal court judge, can proceed.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Families of officers that were injured at January 6th, they want some money! This is your fault. Hospital bills, hostile work environment. What's the other one? Stress or
personal, stress or whatever.
Duress, stress. Something where I was not happy at work and you made it worse.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
But I want some money.
What about the people who died a few days later? Like there were a couple of suicides.
I'm sure that's in there too. All that's coming from.
Cost.
I mean, they're gonna try to block it. They're gonna try to dodge it. They're gonna try to punt it. They're gonna try to do all this. But this is the one I've been waiting for to drop. Because I'm not quite sure the criminal thing is ever going to happen. The money one, though, where because of your actions as the highest executive in the land and the things that you said, you caused personal injury and harm to me and did not keep me safe.
By the way, that's going to be, based on what we just saw last week at the hearing, it seems like they're going to be able to prove you blatantly chose not to stop it. Like we, at the very least,
yeah.
You can argue whether he planned it or not, although he definitely did, but it can't be argued that he sat there waiting for hours and did not stop it.
Well, and you caused people who worked for you got injured because of your negligence.
And a lot.
Congratulations.
The injuries
you played yourself.
Wasn't like hundreds of injuries?
Yeah.
So
and
he's,
death.
It could be.
And so this is the thing where they say, you know, this could decimate that bank account. For years to come. And the children, too.
Nothing to worry about. That would be fantastic. Because we're not going to get jail, you're right. But if we could get that, you've always said it's either or.
So yeah, there has to be something. Some because even sometimes jail, in my opinion, you know, like when you see they're like, oh, he's going to get 22 years. He gets 24 months. But you pop right back out and your name is hot and you've been martyred and you're able to run around and put out books and speeches.
Right.
You get hit with these civil lawsuits, they taxing you. Period. All the money coming in comes to me and mine. If you can get out there and get a lawyer and collect it and stay on top of it. And that's the piece where when, you know, when we remember this in history, maybe he didn't go to jail for a criminal, but there's the civil lawsuits that can really hammer you for years to come.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
So we'll see. But nonetheless, yeah.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what you got today?
So Alex Jones, he is the host and founder of InfoWars.
Oh, you said Alex Jones. Hang on.
Yes. Congratulations.
A horrible human being. You know, he was in court and he's being sued because, you know, he's accused of spreading conspiracy theories about the 2012 massacre of Sandy Hook, suggesting it was all a hoax, that they were crisis actors.
Oh, he's been on that for years, bro.
You know, that the parents were all actors, the bodies of the children were staged, causing his following to harass these parents that lost children. Yep. So not only are you mourning that you lost the most important thing in your life, but you're constantly taunted and harassed and targeted by these psychos. So he was in court because the family is suing. And at one point, a piece of it is that was like, oh, my God.
Oh, it's quite, this is good.
The attorney repping the parents who are suing Jones confronted him with his own text messages pertaining to the case, which he's previously denied having, talking about Sandy Hook.
Mm-hmm.
You know how he got them? Alex Jones's lawyer accidentally emailed the other lawyer.
The entire thing.
The entire phone records.
Congratulations. Now, you played yourself.
I love this, and I saw the video. And the body language of Alex Jones's attorneys while the attorney for the parents was talking felt like they did it on purpose. Because not only did they email it to Alex Jones, and I'm using air quotes, accidentally.
You mean to the lawyer?
To the lawyer.
Yes. Accidentally, excuse me. They also
didn't say anything, right?
Didn't like tell the court or protect this information that they just gave to the parents' attorney.
Wait, so
and they had 2 days to do so.
So you're suggesting the lawyers also wanted Alex Jones to go to jail?
Yeah, because they're just at this point like, yeah, we got your money.
I mean,
you had to pay us to represent you. We got your money, and you're an idiot. So guess what? We're just going to send these texts over because you're a liar.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It was interesting because the lawyer's very much like, no, they had 2 days to do something about it.
And they did nothing.
And Alex Jones like, well, they meant to do it. And he's like, no, they didn't. They didn't mean to do it. You're screwed now, sir.
So it was so peculiar because it was like, I mean, this is really, y'all just sent this to the ops and didn't say anything.
And he's up there being,
and then they let him go on the stand.
Yo, I recommend any dudes out there who have been caught cheating before, like you were straight up lying to your lady and she was just caught you in the lie. You should watch this video.
This is what you look like?
This is what you look like. Seeing him straight
congratulations,
up.
Congratulations. Like, you played yourself.
He's like, well, no, hold on. Hold on.
The highlight of all of this is that he finally admitted that it was real, that Sandy Hook did happen.
Oh, yeah. He was very clear that this was very real and that he was wrong.
What a horrible human being.
It's crazy.
Like, what a piece of garbage.
These people do it all the time, too. Every single one of these. I heard this story from this guy who was a Sandy Hook parent. He was at a bar on election night in 2016. Sitting at the bar, dude starts talking to him. Next to him, they bring up the election. The dude starts going off a little bit, like, politically to a weird place. Before this guy knows it, the guy's saying these made-up shootings like Sandy Hook, blah, blah, blah.
And this guy lost his child.
Yes. And the dude's into it. He's going off about, oh, this makes me sick, blah, 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 blah. He knows names. Like, this guy's into the conspiracy. The father pulls out his ID, hands it over to him, and goes, do you recognize that name? And the guy did. He was that much of a maniac that he knew his last name because it's one of the kid's names.
Wow.
And he's like, my son died that day. And you would think that, like, wow, well, that must have changed the conversation. No, it got worse. The guy got more angry. The guy didn't say, my bad. Oh, my God, I can't believe this. He doubled down and kept... They're crazy. They really are crazy.
Yo,
disgusting.
I got
congratulations. You played yourself.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Mark, what you got on your list, man?
Well, listen, we have to give it to Roger Goodell for a moment. If you missed it, Laura, this is very interesting. So the NFL yesterday appealed the Deshaun Watson suspension decision.
They want more than 6-game suspension, the NFL.
Okay, right. Interesting.
Sounds good, right?
Okay.
They appealed the decision to get more. Yeah, they wanted to be more intense. And it became increasingly clear as the day went on and you heard like the messaging they were doing, that they're laying the hammer down so heavy to prove the point that, like, they are good on women's issues. They do not take assault lightly. Sounds great. And by the way, let me be clear. Deshaun Watson has problems. We've all said this. He deserves to be punished. I don't really care about whatever they works out with Deshaun Watson, it works out. But why now are they putting the hammer down when no one in the NFL, and specifically Roger Goodell, is pushing these owners who are terrible and accused of really bad things towards women?
Right.
Dan Snyder, Jerry Jones, they're all right there. Nothing. They're completely
And Goodell
mum.
Works for the owners.
So he won't say anything to the people that he works for who are the money people in this team. But Deshaun Watson, who again has issues, he's going to end up... They want to suspend him indefinitely? They want the whole season. That would be 2 seasons straight that he doesn't play. I feel like as someone who thinks he messed up, I'm fine with his suspension being raised a little bit, maybe to 10 games. The idea that he should never play again relative to all these other things that's going on?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Now, here's something interesting. So you know how often, Laura, when we hear like the police do something, we're like, we need an independent investigation. You guys can't be investigating yourself.
Yes.
The NFL and the NFL Players Association came to terms where in situations like Deshaun Watson, they would hire an independent judge to look at it and decide. The 6 games given to Deshaun Watson was given to Deshaun Watson by an independent woman judge, former federal judge, looking at the evidence that was made available to her.
And the previous punishments and standards that have been set for other players who have done wrong.
Okay. So independent, right? NFL's out of it. The players are out of it. It's independent. Well, now, because of the appeal, guess who gets to make the decision? Roger Goodell. So the independent thing is out the window.
So it was a point.
Exactly.
Oh, congratulations. You played yourself.
However, if they decide to change the suspension, Watson can sue. And if Watson sues...
Well, he's playing on week one.
He could end up playing because they delay the whole thing. So...
So nothing happens. And he's going to sue. Goodell's going to come with the number. He's going to sue. And week one, we could see Deshaun Watson playing football for the Cleveland Browns.
If Goodell was smart, he'd just leave it at 6 games and keep it moving. You're not going to prove.
At this point, yes.
You're not going to prove to anyone you care about women by giving him a full season, bro.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
The milk is out of the udder, Roger. The car is out of the garage.
Yo, Iman Shumpert. With Laura Styles and Rosenberg. My man, Iman Shumpert, you know we love you. You were in Texas, sir, at the airport. Was it 6 ounces or 7 ounces of weed in your backpack? Mm. He went to jail last night. He got out.
Wow.
Yeah.
But why are you at the airport with six? I don't forget the number. Anyway, it's a lot of weed, man.
Why are people not getting this?
I don't know, bro. And all you can give him is...
Congratulations.
He lives in L.A. Yourself. You don't need that much weed. You can get weed everywhere you go. why do you have 6 or 7 ounces of weed at the airport in your bag in a state like Texas?
I don't. I think people just forget. They're just like, weed's legal now.
Congratulations. Don't. You played yourself.
Wow.
I mean, listen, if you want to throw some gummies in your bag on your way home from L.A., you'll probably be fine.
But not 6 or 7 ounces worth. Cast one, 97 minutes, commercial free. You want passes to Rolling Loud? We got them. Vanessa got curved by Matt. Vanessa called us. We found Matt. That's happening next. Ebro, Laura, Rosen.
She come ride with the boss in the backseat. A lot on my mind. I don't want to think. She come relax me. Diving at the water, breast.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John is here. Oh, yeah, it's DJ John. Oh, DJ John. DJ John. DJ John. Speak on it, God. How you doing?
Feeling good, feeling great. Happy Thursday, everyone.
What's this weekend got looking for you, man? What you doing?
I don't know yet. I really don't know. No plans.
I like that. Blank slate.
Yeah.
See where the wind takes you.
Yeah.
It's gonna at rain. Your size, does the wind take you anywhere?
That's no.
A good question. Not really.
I'm pretty heavy, so I'm pretty.
Yeah, the wind's not put. Just. Yeah, you're not floating away.
Not staying strong.
Sturdy. Talk
about sturdy. It.
Very sturdy. Very sturdy.
What are you giving the people when they call right now and they're smarter than you, sir?
A pair of 3-day passes to Rolling Loud going out September 23rd through the 25th at Citi Field in Queens.
Baby.
Featuring Nicki Minaj, Future, and ASAP Rocky. Also, you can visit RollingLoud.com for more information.
Loud.
Yeah.
Bing, baby.
Stop stealing my baby, baby.
Baby. The Yankees lost, what, 2 or 3 to the Mariners? Is that what it was, or just 1-1 split?
They lost 2 or 3.
It's 2 or 3. The Mariners are nothing to scoff at, but does it concern you as a Yankees fan there, DJ John, when you see these, struggle, Yankees struggle with the Orioles, Yankees struggle with the Astros, Yankees struggle with the Mariners?
Yeah, like the last, 36 games, they've been 18 for 18. Does that make sense?
It's not what you want.
No. But they have a nice, comfortable lead in the East. So we'll see what happens with the new guys they acquired. So
see how things work out.
Yeah.
Got it. How are you watching football this season coming around? Are you locked back into your Cowboys?
No, I'm not. Nothing really interests me. I don't believe in Dak. Dak doesn't really surprise me.
You're off Dak.
Yeah. That doesn't really surprise you.
Okay.
That's an interesting way of describing your thoughts on him. And the Garrett Cole thing concerns me, John.
Oh, hell yeah.
What's bad. The Garrett Cole thing that he keeps losing?
He was bad yesterday.
Yeah. Gave up like 6 runs in
the first inning.
Yeah.
It's not what you want.
It's not.
I'll tell you what. At this very moment, I know this may sound like blasphemous to people. If I was to pick a team here that I thought could win the World Series.
Don't say it. Stop it.
It's more the Mets.
It would be the Mets.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. It's Grom, Scherzer. Plus, the biggest thing to me is they have Diaz as a closer. Like, who are. Your man, Aroldis Chapman, forgot how to pitch.
Oh, wow.
So they don't have a true closer in the Bronx. I like this Mets team, man.
And there's a vibe with the Mets. And then you got Buck Showalter.
Psh, our guy.
Never. Listen, the manager's important, man. That's the tone setter.
Absolutely. Love that guy. But I love Aaron Boone, too. But,
No. Love both. But there's a vibe with the Mets, man.
So you both going with the Mets?
I'm not going with the Mets. But if we were to pick a team that's.
I'm just saying,
feeling like they could pull a World Series win.
That sounds like you're going with the Mets.
Quince. Not going with. You're not rooting for them. He's just.
We're
just
being, it's them. Called being honest.
Would I be happier for the Mets to win the Yankees? Yes, I'd be happier for the Mets to win the Yankees.
I'd be happier for Mets fans. That's who I'm really happy for.
That would be cool. Yeah. Like you, Shawnee. Big fans.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
True fans.
Fan of what? Quince.
Like, who are the current Mets again who you're a fan of?
There's. Eduardo Escobar, third base. You know what I'm saying?
Of all the people that he memorized, choosing Eduardo Escobar is so random, bro. So
my guy. It's my guy.
He just joined the team.
Yeah, but he's my guy.
So not Pete Alonso.
You don't like the polar bear.
Pete cool, but.
Not Jacob DeGrom.
Jacob, you know what I'm saying?
Max Scherzer. Cool.
Max Scherzer doesn't.
Max, I like the name, you know what I'm saying?
Good
Max,
guy, yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
Strong name.
Vanessa, good morning. How are you? Where are you from? Where are you calling? Where are you going? Wow. What's going on? Give us the rundown, Vanessa. What's happening?
I am on my way to work.
Yay. What do you do?
I work in early intervention.
Early intervention. Shout to you guys, man, and all the people working in to intervene early. I like early intervention. It's proactive. I like this. Now, Vanessa, answer this question super fast so you could be out there at the Rolling Loud, rolling some loud with Nicki Minaj, Future, and ASAP Rocky. Laura's got a question. Okay. Answer quick.
Vanessa, here's your question. Now, I don't know if you guys saw, but Rick Ross was denied entrance to Buckingham Palace.
What?
It's pretty funny.
Well, he thought he could just pull up?
Yes. It's a funny Instagram post, but he thought he could just roll up, and he's like, nope. But Vanessa, can you tell us who lives at Buckingham Palace? Who lives there?
The Queen. Queen Elizabeth.
Hey, correct, Queen Vanessa.
Out of way.
DJ
I have
John.
A problem that I really have a problem when people just call the Queen of England the Queen. As if it's the only queen on earth.
The queen. Yeah, you want the specifically.
Yeah, you're the queen of over there. You ain't the queen of nothing else, fam. Relax.
Oh, my gosh. All right, DJ John, here's your question. How old was Rick Ross when he got his first tattoo?
18.
13.
Damn it. Oh, good guess, though, John. Vanessa, you're going to Rolling Loud. We'll be out there, City Field. That is September 23rd through the 25th. Everybody else that is not Vanessa right now, go to rollingloud.com and you can get more tickets. Vanessa, we love you for listening, and you have a great day at work.
Thank you. You too, guys.
Hang on one sec. Flashing Lights, Laura Styles, what you been working on?
Well, coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Iman Shumpert got arrested for felony weed possession, but I have more details on what else he had, Ebro.
Damn it, man.
Coming up, Flashing Lights.
Cast One, hit us with some heat, fams. Yo, Rosenberg, we haven't done this in a long time.
What's that?
Rosenberg guesses the birthdays.
Oh,
here we go now.
Okay.
Brooklyn birthday, Bobby Shmurda. Happy birthday, Bobby Shmurda.
Okay.
Yo, throw on some classic Shmurda there, Cast One, for the city.
Big up the lion.
Bobby Shmurda. I'm going to go 26.
Ooh.
Ooh, close.
28.
Too old.
28. Wow, already? That was fast.
That's right. Let's go with, Meghan Markle.
Okay.
The Duchess.
Meghan Markle.
Meghan.
Man, I only came to know her a couple of years ago.
There you go.
What do you think?
Lioness.
36.
Mm. 41. Oh,
41.
What would you have guessed?
I don't have any idea. I was.
Right?
I don't know.
I thought she looks great.
She looks great.
Phenomenal. And the big birthday. I need a drum roll for this one. The biggest birthday.
We
say happy birthday.
Okay.
To Barack Hussein Obama. Happy birthday, sir.
Barry O.
Still can't believe America elected a black man with Hussein as his middle name. So I know it's amazing.
No wonder the pendulum swung so far the other way, right?
they were like, Hussein? What the hell is going on?
They blew a gasket, bro. They blew a whole gasket with that.
And we were like, hold on, no, it's not what you think.
It's just a name, bro. It's a name.
Okay, Barack is, I know this, he's like...
Come on.
61.
Bing, grand slam. Yo, man, listen, a bomb. You're the bomb right there, man.
You dug deep for that.
I knew it was a little younger than I thought.
Let me get some Barry O, some classic Barry O audio. We haven't listened to in a long time.
You had my bitch.
Oh, my gosh.
Some Barry O cursing?
Yo.
That was pretty good, Rosenberg.
I mean, listen, that's Barry O, man. He's the president.
Nah, I ain't working for you,
man. All right, well.
Here we go. No, here it is. Here it is. He found it.
Do we have
it?
Let's go back. Let's go back. Shiny doesn't have it.
All right, maybe Shiny does. Well.
All right, well. Nope. Just have him wait for a minute or two.
Happy birthday, man. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Barack.
We try.
I have no more campaigns to run. My only agenda. I know because I won both of them.
It's him.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's him, but that's not what I was looking for.
I like that you refuse to give up.
I know,
even as you destroy the momentum of the radio show.
Sorry.
It's my fault, guys.
Hit me with this.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I tried, man. I tried to get some classic Barrio audio. Didn't work. So we might as well go flashing lights with Laura Stiles.
Well done. Good recovery.
Laura Stiles got the 411
yeah,
on the
I tried.
Lights.
I wanted to hear Barrio curse somebody out.
You ain't my bitch. Goddamn French fries.
All right, man.
Get your own fries.
Buy your own damn fries.
For those of you tuning in, Iman Shumpert was arrested for having, quote, sizable amount of marijuana in his backpack at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport on Saturday.
Yeah, my man was rolling loud, for sure.
That the substance weighed 6.12 ounces.
Oh, so he had 6 ounces. There you go.
Yes. But they also said that, first of all, just know that... when he got there, he expressed his concern about missing his trip to see his daughter. They were like, sorry, fam, you won't be making that flight. They told him straight up. He was placed under arrest right away. The charge is classified as a state jail felony, meaning that he could face up to a $10,000 fine if convicted. But they also found a Glock magazine and 14 9mm rounds in his bag, but no gun.
So yeah, weed and ammo.
And a clip.
Yeah. Very random. Yeah. Not what you want to take to the airport.
Not what you want in your bag. But I mean, it's better than having a loaded gun. I mean, if we're going to... You know what I mean?
Silver lining?
If you're looking for a way out here. It wasn't in a gun. I didn't have the gun.
There you go. So that's good news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, it's a...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Very much so. I mean, he got arrested. He got out. I saw a video of him, like, joining his wife and kids on stage because I think Tiana was performing in Los Angeles.
God, I wouldn't feel like getting arrested. Even going through it and getting out, I'd be like, I don't want to do this.
It's not what you want.
It's a bit of a hassle.
It feels like...
Based on what we've heard about it.
Yeah, it's not... It's not
sounds, sounds inconveniencing.
And no one here has ever been arrested except Sean.
I mean, what you mean?
Charlie, you
never been booked.
I never been booked.
I never been booked.
You know what I'm saying? I had cuffs and brought to the precinct.
I had cuffs in a car, but never to the precinct.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Cuffs, precinct.
I ain't
good
do no
bookings.
Time, bro.
I've never been arrested in the United States.
Wait, were you arrested overseas?
I told you I was arrested in Mexico.
She was locked up abroad.
You were locked up
and you got out?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was out here smuggling.
Yo, by the way.
I wasn't smuggling. I was lighting illegal fireworks on the beach and smoking weed.
Sounds like smuggling.
That's you what guys I was have
never
doing.
Been. You guys never been in the bookings?
Nah, I'm good, bro.
Nah, fam.
Damn, that's like a rite of passage in New York. You gotta go see.
Nah, fam, I'm not interested.
Juanito, you've been to bookings?
Yeah. I talk my way Central. Out of it.
See?
What the hell are you arrested for?
Spending license. Oh. This is like 2003.
It was years ago.
It's easy. It's easy to get in the bookings.
Cass, you were in the bookings?
Absolutely. I was in the one in the 161st. Really?
Again, I'm good.
Cass been in there a couple times, though.
Because he's a say service nasty. Yeah.
Cass is a former vandal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Oh, excuse me. Street artist.
Even this way, man. It's not really hard to visit the bookings.
It's not at all.
It's not at all. You can hop a train and visit the bookings.
No, you absolutely. It's very That's easy. Facts. But I want to just go on record to say, let's not do this anymore, guys.
No.
Let's not act like it's a rite of passage into something you need to be doing out here. But it is very easy.
No, and that's your flashing light report. Time is 8:01, high of 91 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
On a flashing
light. It's crazy.
Lights.
Not cute.
You don't want it?
Nah.
It's not what you want.
It is not
absolutely not what
you want.
I may not make too much fun, Laura, because I'm going to Cuba next week. I do not want to get locked up abroad.
No,
you don't want that in Cuba.
Do not want that. I'm going to be clean as a whistle.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Bobby Smyrna.
Hot 97.
Finesse. Ebro Laura Rosenberg, good morning. It's Thursday, the Thursday before the Friday, before the weekend. Mad humid, that's the plans. You know what I'm saying? Thunder showers happen when it's mad humid and stuff like that. So gear up for that. And it's going to feel over 100. That's where we at. Summertime, August, New York City. Relax. Stop acting brand new. 800-223-9797. Black men, the phone lines are open for you. Only if, and by the way, black men, including black men who maybe speak Spanish too, y'all black too.
Okay.
If you have not ever in your life had, and you live in New York City, maybe surrounding areas too, you have never had a negative interaction with the police, I want to meet you.
Word.
Oh my gosh.
Word.
That's interesting.
Okay.
It is.
Are we expecting a lot of calls on this?
No, I'm not. But I want to be surprised.
Yeah.
I'm open to being wrong here. Shawnee, you wanted to interject.
Yeah, I've had that conversation where I've asked people in the room in certain like settings where we spoke about police violence or whatever. And when I asked them, you know, any black man or who is in the room, raise your hand if you've had an interaction. Every black man I know has had some type of encounter. And when I asked the same of white men, it's only a rare few who
so
raise
far,
their hand and say
so they, far... There's two people calling.
Okay.
In a city of 8 million in the surrounding areas.
Pete, have you ever had a negative encounter with a police officer?
I mean, what is negative in the way that you're probably thinking about it? Have I had an unpleasant word with a police officer? Sure. Like an attitude? Sure. But never
you to them or where they're being aggressive overly.
I mean,
I've never
had anyone touch me. I've never had anyone
threaten to
be
lock
anything
you up.
Be anything more than give off little D energy. Besides that, no, I've never. I haven't.
Right, which is much more common, it seems,
Among the whites.
Among the whites.
The whites.
I think I would say I've been let off before. I've been treated nicely at times, and I've had people be a jerk, but never anything crazy that rose to the level.
Right. Let's go to James in Newark, New Jersey.
Yes,
James.
Good morning, Ebroski.
Peace, God. You never had a negative interaction with the police?
Not one. And guess where I live?
Newark, New Jersey. It's a lot of negative going on over there.
I've seen it all, bro.
Yo, salute to you, man. I just wanted to meet you and make sure we knew you existed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I'm here, but it's still not over. I'm here, but it's still not over.
It's still America today and tomorrow.
Yo, listen, you stop and smell the roses along the way, man. You made a major accomplishment.
Exactly.
Listen, in my family,
one day at a time.
Every man in my family except me and one other of my older cousins are the only people who never went to jail. One of my older cousins, who's like my dad's age.
And I'm 50, too. I'm 50 years old, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Word.
Congrats, James.
Congratulations.
Yo, man, that's a victory, bro.
You know what I'm saying? You made it through.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
you calling. God. Appreciate you. There you go. Let's go to Craig in the BX. It's hard to avoid the police in the BX. Craig, how'd you do it?
Morning, Ebro. How did I do it? I don't know how I did it, but just haven't had that experience.
Good for you,
man. I definitely feel for my brothers that have, but I just try, to listen and just not get into no issues. That's it.
I love it. How old are you, Craig?
45.
40. Yo, 45. Man, applaud this man, bro.
45.
He's making us proud,
45.
Man.
I'm trying to take notes. He said he just listened, and like, what'd you do, man?
He stayed out the way.
He avoids problems.
He minds his own business.
But that's not enough sometimes.
I mean, I have family and friends that are cops, so you know, sometimes that police badge, that courtesy badge work. And
you had a little nepotism. Right. You had a little love on the inside.
A little bit.
Right. And since you sit at the Thanksgiving table with cops, you speak their language.
He knew the language, right?
Yeah, but also at the same time, you just gotta, not make no sudden moves. Just listen. I mean, that's just basically what it is. I listen. I wasn't acting crazy and
be obedient.
You know, just haven't had no issues.
See, Shawnee, don't make it
see,
negative.
Shawnee, you trying to make it negative, Shawnee. Don't do
see,
that.
And by the way, Shawnee, you know what? That's but why you're getting grabbed up every time.
Nah, but you know what? And I am being funny, but he said, what he said was keto. He was like, you just, you know, listen and don't make any sudden moves. But yeah. Look what we got to do. Because when you look at the Karens or, you know, certain white people, they not talking about just listen and don't make any sudden moves.
Yeah, no, but yeah, of course.
That's so the difference is crazy.
No, the difference is crazy. And as a black man and woman,
don't move suddenly.
Don't scare the person with the gun and the badge and the armor.
Right, right, right.
Don't startle them.
No. Don't scare them more.
Right. Don't scare them more. Exactly. Edward and Patterson. Yo, Patterson's it's active over there in Patterson. Edward, salute to you, sir. No negative interactions with the police.
Nah, Ebro, none ever, my brother.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Yo, and this is...
And listen, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
My fault. Look. I work a lot in the city. I'm everywhere. I've been pulled over in New York, Jersey, everywhere. You name it. And never had a negative interaction with police. I just keep it respectful. And I feel like if you show them respect, obviously they'll show it back to you. But, you know, you got to know how to keep the tension low.
Yeah, you have to be the responsible party.
Right.
Exactly. You have to be the one to de-escalate.
Right.
I'm just saying, I come from a place where cats get so worked up, you know, whenever they get, you know, any police in action. I'm like, yo, just chill out, bro. Like you know, keep it cool. The cooler you keep it, the faster they let you go.
Keep it cool. It's sort of like avoiding drama on a night out partying and drinking.
Yep.
Like, if you want to be someone who doesn't have a problem, you have to avoid problems. Oh, that person's being drunk and crazy and bumping into people? I'm walking this way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, that. It's almost like that sort of operation.
But the only thin line there in what I'm hearing is, like, with that, right, you're drunk, there's drama going on, you can be minding your business and... It can escalate, but if you know how to handle the situation, even if you're minding your business, you might be able to get away clean. So your perspective is that, no, I never had an interaction because I was chilling, but the first part of the problem is you're minding your business and you're being approached in an aggressive way.
Right. You already
because
have to factor
black.
In that that's going to happen.
Right.
So like I said, you have to be the responsible party.
Which is the key.
To make sure you don't get into problems with people who work for the city you live in.
Right. So if you have a bit of an attitude, it's a problem.
Yeah, so you're not free, is your point.
Right.
You're not able to just willy-nilly it out here and just have a good time. You always got to be head on a swivel. Mm-hmm. I got to make sure I de-escalate. I got to speak to them in a certain manner.
Yeah.
I got to do this. I got to do that just
so
to make sure.
If I can, you know what I'm saying?
And you know
if you got that card, I got to know somebody who knows somebody to make sure. Yeah.
And you'd be like, nah, I'm clean. I never had a negative interaction.
Exactly.
I did all the work to make sure I didn't. Mm-hmm. Wallace in Queens, man, we want to hear from you. We're taking calls from black men, whether you speak Spanish or English, you're still black, you know what I mean? And have you never had a negative interaction with the police, Wallace?
Well, I when I was listening to Rosenberg, I had like the Rosenberg experience. You know, I've been talked to like a little, you know, roughly, but usually I was in the fault and I really didn't, you know, I was just like, so this is what I'm doing. Yeah, yes, I do have this on me. And normally I just get let go. They'd be like, all right, just get out of here, you know, that type of situation.
Yeah, you de-escalate. You know how to move.
Right. Yeah.
You know how to talk to
them. That's the Cypher Sounds philosophy. Cypher's always saying, remember, he's always big on the second he gets pulled over, rolls down all the windows, turns off the car, takes the keys out, has his hands up, just starts on
Me too, at this point.
It's going to be very easy. Don't you worry.
No, this is very educational conversation.
All windows down.
All windows down.
Get pulled over, all the way down. I'm sitting there. I'm looking at him. I got my.
If you get pulled over, or talked to by the police, what we've learned today is, you're in trouble, and you need to act accordingly. Do not act like you're not in trouble just because they're talking to you.
Right. Even though white people, I will say, we come into it like, what the hell?
Why are you talking to me?
Why did you stop me?
Right. What's your problem, officer?
If you're black, you in trouble.
You in trouble. Right. Pull out your driver's license quickly. Cause that whole
not too fast though.
But before they get to the car is what I'm saying.
You better not move too fast. You startle somebody out here.
If I'm dark, pulling over, as I'm pulling over, I'm taking my wallet out because I don't even want to be reaching. Right. Once they get to the window,
it's Shawnee, right here. Do you ask, like, why, sir? Why am I being pulled over?
No. Nah,
never.
Nah,
never
not really.
Ask
that.
Right?
Why am I being pulled over? Nah.
Do I ask?
Well,
why?
I've
definitely asked why am I being pulled over.
I usually just start with the, hey, I'm sorry. I start apologizing quick. Yo, I'm sorry because I already know why they pulling me over. You know what I'm saying? Usually, I'm the speed. Usually it's speed.
Going all too right, fast.
So you, if you knew you were like, okay, I know what I did wrong.
Yeah,
so,
you know, it's 55. I look at in the rear view, I see them. I look at my speedometer, it says 70.
And you're like, okay, that's why.
Yeah, so I pull over. I'm like, yo, I'm sorry. I'm in a rush. Like, it's a lot going on, right?
You're better than me. I don't even do that. I pull over, turn my lights on, windows down. I have my license in my hand and registration like this.
Oh, I'm ready with that. Yeah,
I don't care what you...
I don't want to give
unless,
it to him.
I don't even ask a question unless they talk to me. I don't even ask a question, bro. I'll be like, here you go.
No, I start talking.
You tell me what
my
happened,
man even takes off his hat. He's like, I don't want to look threatening. I'm like, your hat?
Yeah, your hat, fam. Hat's key.
He's like, I don't even want to look threatening.
Well, no, hat's, you know what's crazy? And hands on the steering wheel is key.
When we drive up to the Bronx, there's a point where if he has a hoodie on, he always takes it off and he takes off his hat because he was like, I don't want to get pulled over. And when he doesn't, we get pulled over all the time.
The hoodie thing, by the way, is the craziest. The fact that that has become increasingly like a real thing is so nuts. I don't even know what to say about it. The word hoodie now bothers me. It's called a sweatshirt. Let's just be real. It's a hooded sweatshirt. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
And everyone
but it also, you know, it's people trying to cover their face. And even now with this little ski mask thing with all the kids wearing the, what's the little kid's name? The rapper that got locked up. Where's the ski mask?
Hey, what's his name, Cass?
That everybody wears the full headset.
Yes!
Oh. Who's screaming? Yeah. What are you saying now?
Pooh Shiesty. The Pooh Shiesty mask. Yeah.
Yes, that's
I'm good.
Yeah, no, and it's 100 degrees outside and you see somebody wearing a mask. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are wearing a full-headed ski mask in the summertime, not just a mask to... But a full-headed ski mask, people got questions, fam.
Yo, I'm not even putting that in the same category as wearing a damn sweatshirt.
I'm not either.
Yeah, it's totally different.
But
that's wild.
But if it's hot outside and somebody's fully covered up.
Oh, no. If I'm walking up to my apartment and someone walks up to me with a full ski mask on, I'm running. I don't care what you think about me. I'm out. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
It's nighttime. You're walking up. You see someone with a full. Oh, no, it's just my style. Fam, keep it moving.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You just start running?
Yeah. Like, hey, what's up?
Right. More so that, yeah.
Yeah. I'm backing up. Ski Cast mask. 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Y'all better take off them damn ski masks.
Right, 100 degrees out here.
I love this Beyonce album. So good.
So good.
The Gurus are next. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. It's hot outside, fam.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Drake been making these dance records, right, Kat?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, what'd you say?
I said, absolutely. He's been doing that.
Been on it.
Yep.
Cats want to act brand new when that Honestly Nevermind came out.
Me?
No, I said cats. I didn't say cast.
Oh, I thought you said cast one.
No, I meant cats, like people. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Want to act brand new like Drake ain't been doing that. Now, for a project, yes, that is new. Honestly Nevermind got hammers on it. That Beyonce got hammers on it. It's a good time for music, man. Great time for music.
That Beyonce. Yeah, it is her best to me. It's my favorite. Now listen, I'm not the desired audience, and I don't listen to every single Beyonce album, so I'm not the person to ask. But it really is awesome.
Well, you know, I feel like the Beyonce core fan base is black women and the LGBTQ community. That's like her core, you know, with the dance moves and the regalia and music and the dance music, the core for this here's the album. Order.
This one is this specifically album.
Well, here's the order.
Dedicated.
But I would say, honestly,
and I was saying all that to say that you...
I'm last.
Well, no, you fit into those categories as a... Because weren't you in the Black Girl Chat?
Black Girl Chat. Yeah, I was in Black Girl Chat. But I would say, this album especially, but all Beyonce albums, the likely audience in order goes Black women / LGBTQ.
Yep.
In group one, I'm gonna go white women and white and other women group two.
Okay.
Black men, other men of color group three, and then I am sitting comfortably and sadly alone in group four of the white men who sit around listening to Beyonce. I don't know how broad the group is. In fact, that's
you might be a one of one. Is what
no,
you're
I don't think so. That's what we should do tomorrow. Is
white men who love
the Beyonce album. That's what we should do tomorrow.
Now, are you going with straight white men that love the Beyonce album, or just white men because the LGBT?
No, if you're a gay white man,
that was group two.
Yeah, no, that's group one.
Group one. I
no, if you're a white gay man, you're in group one.
But that's what I'm saying. The phone calls maybe tomorrow.
No, we have to straight. It's straight white men. You're right. Straight.
Cis straight white men. Do you have to, when you say cis, do you also have to say straight, Laura Stiles? Or is cis straight?
I don't think so. I think, well, because if people don't know, but okay. cisgender is straight.
No, it doesn't mean straight. It just means the gender that you were born with.
Got it.
We're looking for hetero cis white men.
Yeah, there you go.
Who listen to the Beyonce album.
Got it.
Dance. I'm down here dancing to it.
They love it.
Dance.
So good. I could have danced all night.
Let's go. The Gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus, Shiny Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru, Laura at gmail.com, where the gurus unite to uplift you in your darkest times.
That's right.
Shiny Coltrane is burning that sage.
Cleansing the air.
That's right, Shawnee. Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises and guides us. Who needs our help out there?
So many people, Laura. The Guru Laura at gmail.com. The Guru Laura at gmail.com. You send us an email right now, and we will get to it ASAP.
You know what I'm saying? As soon as possible.
That's right. That's right. Guys, I need you, Shawnee, I'm going to need you to step up. Especially next week, mm-hmm. when I'm gonna be in Cuba.
Okay.
So I need extra. Laura's gonna need extra guru.
Yeah, because it's only two of us.
Laura, you're back on emails. I want everyone to get prepared.
Send those emails.
Two of us, and then there's two heathen. Like
right, you know it's your even numbers now with the heathens. You're even with the heathens.
Exactly.
You don't want to be even with the heathens.
You don't want to be even with the heathen.
All right, hey gurus. Can I just tell you, I listen all day, every day in Virginia. I'm from New York. I miss Hot 97 so much. Thank God for the Hot 97 app.
Get that Hot 97 app. Phenomenal app. You can listen to Hot 97 anywhere, all the time, and get exclusive content.
It's a pretty great app. So I am married. My husband and I have a 5-year-old son. My parents speak to my son every day. They were there when my son was born. They lived with us for 3 months after he was born. They have also watched him multiple times, even though they live in another state. They live about 6 hours away. They see my son at least once a month. This sounds like what my parents would be like right here. Mm-hmm. The problem is my in-laws. They're not that close to my husband. They don't have any beef with him. They just don't like to communicate. They speak to him maybe once a month, and when they do speak to him, they don't ask to speak to my son. The last time they saw and spoke to my son was Thanksgiving. Well, now they want my son to stay with them for 1 week. They also live in another state about 6 hours away. They actually live in the same state as my parents, about 2 hours away from each other. I told my husband my son can't stay with them. He got so pissed and defensive, especially since I let my son stay with my parents for 3 weeks after school let out. We have had shouting matches over this. He thinks I'm being unfair. The other problem is my husband has my bonus daughter, and she is 13. Her mother lets her stay with my in-laws for 1 month during the summer, and my in-laws don't call her during the school year either. Despite this, her mother still lets her go down there with them. I really don't give a damn what her mother does. That has nothing to do with me and my child. Please help. I am not going to let my son go with them, but I want to keep my marriage. I want to hear from Shawnee first. He is the most spiritual, even though he doesn't vote. Signed, yep. My in-laws have some nerve. Shawnee, I'm jealous. You get in first because I have a strong feeling.
I love it. I have a strong opinion on this, too. Okay. And so no disrespect because you showed me love, but you wildin'. You are freaking wildin' right now. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? So because I love you, as a listener, I want to give you the raw, you know, uncut truth.
Please.
You are going to lose your marriage. You have to allow. This man has a daughter that already stays with his parents. His parents ain't going to be here forever. And you can't compare his parents to your parents. Comparison in itself always cheats something.
And why is she... I get it. It annoys you that they don't call. Maybe that's just not how they are.
Right.
I'd be more annoyed if they didn't want your child to visit with them.
Right.
They obviously care. And maternal, they just aren't that like your parents.
Yeah, and maternal... It depends on how many grandchildren they may have. That plays a part. The mother's parents usually are closer with the children a lot of times.
But
you know what I'm saying?
I wonder what it is, right? Is it just because they don't communicate? Or like, is there something that they've done that makes you not trust your child being around them? Because your child is five.
She didn't write
that in
the email, though. Yeah.
Right. I was
right. She didn't include that.
And if you don't feel comfortable with weeks, how about just a couple days? You know, like, let him go over there for like...
With weeks?
Like three, She's, 4 days.
You did three. Yeah, by the way, it's fair. Hold on. So the argument is your parents are way closer with the child. Okay.
Right.
Well, they had the child for 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. A lot.
This family's not as close. They're going to have them for 1 week. Right. It actually sounds very fair.
Yeah.
And I'm with Shawnee. And also, you will lose your marriage if you don't get this right.
If you're worried about these grandparents not being close, give them an opportunity to get close.
Yeah.
Or how about you try? Like, hey, let's call them up. Let's go visit them. You know what I mean?
Let the kids stay there so that they can build a relationship.
Yeah, and the fact that you've already made a decision to say my child is not going, you got to be more flexible.
Yeah.
You can't, if he's yelling and kicking and screaming about this because these are his parents and he wants that relationship to happen and he already has a daughter that goes there too and you're putting your foot down to say no.
And you're hitting him with things like, it sounds like based on what she said, she's probably, I'm not judging women, but I can hear ammunition and arguments. She's probably hitting him with, your parents barely even talk to you anyway. You're not even close with your parents. Don't judge his relationship with his parents.
Right, don't do
Those
that.
Are his parents.
Yep.
And if they want a relationship with your child, unless you tell us they're dangerous.
Right, there was something.
Sort of accusation.
The child's sibling is already over there.
Right.
Right, so what are we
talking about? The 13-year-old bonus daughter already goes. That's his other
and
child.
And maybe they don't call because they know you are an a-hole.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, if you trust the older daughter too, you know she's going to be there the same time.
But it's not her daughter, so she doesn't care.
Yeah.
But if you trust her, nasty too.
That's super nasty. That piece was nasty. I'm telling you, I'm sure you're a good person. If you go back and read your email, there's a lot of nastiness you threw in there. It's a lot of judgment, a lot of harshness, a lot of
coldness. A lot of negativity that's just going to exacerbate and make things worse in the future. And this is not about you. I know this is a big novel Breaking idea news. Here.
Wait
parents, parents. It's not about you, parents. It's about the children and their relationships with their siblings, whether you know or like the sibling or whether you know or like the grandparents. This is about the child and the child's relationships, not about you.
You have to compromise, fam. You have to try.
Yeah, you got like, you know what I'm saying? Don't die on this hill. You want your marriage? This is not it.
And you want your child to just have a relationship with the grandparents. Yeah. Like, what are we even talking about?
Unless they're terrible people that you left that part out, I don't understand why you'd be dying on this.
I'm guaranteeing they don't like you, fam. And you haven't reached out and you have, because the other child is over there. So what's going on with you?
And the way that she ended it with that, I already made up my mind, but that tells me you're probably not the easiest person to deal with in every situation.
My child's not going over there.
Right. Yeah. So you have to
Being nasty, lady. You're being nasty. Yeah.
Reevaluate the email.
Reevaluate.
After listening to this, take a look at everything that you've said to us. But we all agree that you got to give it a chance, man. Yeah. It's just what you're doing is not fair.
Come to a middle ground on how long.
Yes.
You know
at least if you want to start for a couple of days. You know what I mean? And then if you're like, oh, you had a great time, try. Okay. But don't be like, that's it. You only went for 3 days. We don't ever have to do it again. No. If your child is not in danger, allow your child to have a relationship with their grandparents.
Facts.
All right? So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
What? Breaking news?
No weakness. No weakness.
It's just a little tidbit. It's not breaking news, but...
What?
According to Bloomberg.com, podcast guests are paying up to $50,000 to appear on popular shows.
I don't... What?
So people who want exposure on popular podcasts are paying...
The podcasters?
The podcast to let them come on the show.
Mm. Okay.
Up to $50,000.
Damn, what are we doing?
Wow.
We should be making big money on how
charging for these interviews. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's payola, guys. It's against...
Cannot do that.
But for podcasts,
podcast
it's not.
Is not regulated like that.
Right. That's interesting.
What are you and Cypher doing?
Yeah, you and Cypher slipping.
Listen, we're probably talking about people who are like the Logan Paul, Joe Rogan. You have to rhyme with Ogan.
I just imagine Cypher Rosenberg trying to be like, yo, it's going to be $500 to like an OG to come on. They're going to be like, what?
We'll let you on for free, but your partner's got to pay $1,000.
Right. But like if a Logan Paul wants to get on Drink Champs, it might be like...
No, it wouldn't be. It would be reverse. It would be Logan Paul doesn't need to go on anyone's joint. What I'm saying is Logan Paul's podcast is so big that I'm sure people would pay to have that captive audience.
Yo, there's an online platform called Guestio that has raised more than $1 million to build a marketplace devoted entirely to brokering paid guest appearances.
Wow.
That is so bad for the medium at some point.
I mean, the podcast thing, if you ask me, is very overrun. Yeah. I mean, there is a lot of junk out there.
I mean,
bro.
We talk. There needs to be a system. Like it's too.
No, there is a system. There's people out there who literally have four listeners. They don't get listens.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the system. But it doesn't mean that they won't exist if it doesn't cost. You know what I'm saying?
I know. It's just like almost like there should be cable, right? Like it's almost like there should be a way to decipher between. But I guess, well, listen, whatever. It gives people the option to pick.
That's right. And it's a freedom that people wanted in a podcast to remove the gatekeepers. And I can say and do what I want.
That's right.
Without being evaluated.
Get rid of that old media.
Exactly.
New media.
Exactly.
We're new.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles was popping.
Ooh, Beyonce released a little surprise for fans. So I'll let you know what it is coming up. Flashing
Beyonce, lights. Beyonce, Beyonce. Running things out here.
You know?
Let's go. Cast one, 97 minutes, commercial free.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I think I would have sent that verse back if I was Cardi.
Kanye's?
Yeah. I would have said, like, this isn't it.
Then you wouldn't have got it.
I know.
It wouldn't have been on it.
But it's just not... Do you guys feel what I'm saying?
It's whack.
But adding the and then the number two at the end doesn't go with the end of the... It always feels like it's not the right ending of the verse. And Cardi brings it on that
song.
Are
you nitpicking Kanye West, sir? Are you comparing Kanye West now to what you expect Kanye West to
Kanye
have been
to Kanye?
In the past?
I know, it's crazy, right?
What's wrong with you?
Hey.
You know what I have for you?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
No, you should give that to yourself for being surprised that I would say that. It's literally all I do.
Let's go.
Flashing lights time. Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Stiles can put us on.
So Beyonce released a new EP of Break My Soul remixes, and these are special remixes by will.i.am, Honey Dijon, Terry Hunter, and Nita Aviance. So it's just like more like house music remixes, but it's, you know, it's fun to give. I like that she embraced other people who like contributed to the album, let them do their own version of it. So it's super cute. In other news, congratulations to Chrissy Teigen and John Legend.
Yay.
They're expecting another baby. Remember, almost 2 years ago, she was very open about her miscarriage, or I believe she had a either a miscarriage or stillbirth. I don't remember, but it was very traumatic. And I was actually really surprised that she was, you know, she's been under a lot of scrutiny over, like, Instagram and Twitter. Like, you know, people called her a bully and they were coming after her. So when she was very honest about the loss of her last child, people were gross.
Right.
Yeah, she had a lot of people who did send her a lot of love, but some people were disgusting. Yeah, so I'm just surprised that she went on social media. But congratulations, because I know it's very scary.
Yeah,
a rainbow baby is scary.
Is number two for them?
No, three.
Three.
This would be number three. But
and I'm proud of her, and I'm proud of them, because you know, I'm sure some of this is like, hey, we wanted to have a child, we weren't successful. The fear, we can't let that be the last thought in our mind. Yeah. We gotta triumph fear. You know what I mean?
Got back on the horse.
Yeah, you gotta get back to it, and that's something to salute them for, because right. there's a lot of families out here who aren't able.
It's trauma.
Yeah.
Serious trauma.
And a lot of women who aren't able after a traumatic incident like
yeah.
that.
So yeah. So congratulations to them. That's your flashing lights, your boy. The time is 8:53. Today, a high of 91. Alternate site 91. Parking rules are in effect.
It's going to be hot. And just an added note as we close this hour, I want you all, if you have time today, there. This didn't get a lot of coverage, but as of a day ago, it's getting more. A man by the name of Peter Kalmus is his name. He chained himself to a Chase bank.
Oh.
Why? He's a NASA scientist, and he basically had it and was like, yo, I'm willing to get arrested so that the world will pay attention. We are in trouble. They arrested this man, a NASA scientist.
And what is he saying that we're in trouble for?
Climate change.
Oh.
Bruh.
Yep.
And he's like, nobody's paying attention to what we're saying. Governments aren't paying attention to what we're saying. Nobody's paying attention. And more people need to risk their jobs and their livelihoods because we are in trouble.
What's his name?
Peter Kalmus is his name. K-A-L-M-U-S. Peter. And I mean, before they arrested him, he was having like an impassioned emotion. Like, he's crying. He chained himself to a Chase bank because they still invest in fossil fuels. Mm-hmm. So he just chained himself to the bank, like, it's institutions like this, et cetera, et cetera. So I just wanted to jump.
Let's run our Googles.
That's so wild.
I mean, you know, you can't dismiss people.
No, I'm just saying, I know people ain't, we paying attention to a lot of things out here.
I'm gonna look him up.
He's an American scientist and writer based in California. He has a Wikipedia page, by the way. He's a data scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, an associate project scientist at UCLA's Joint Institute for Regional Earth System Science and Engineering.
Let's go.
In addition to his scientific work, he's the author of the book, Being the Change, Live Well and Spark a Climate Revolution.
Okay.
A documentary by the same title complements the book. In addition to authoring articles about climate change, he's the founder of this website, NoFlyClimatesCI.org, and co-founder of the app Earth Hero Climate Change. This man is on it.
And he's trying to tell us.
And he's chained himself to a Chase bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they arrested him, though.
And said, we are in trouble.
That's right.
I mean, I'm paying attention.
Got my attention.
I know.
Yo, listen.
Whew. All right, real quick, before we get out of here, call in number 9-800-223-9797. You win a 3-day pass to Rolling Loud. Passes, excuse me, to Rolling Loud September 23rd to the 25th at Citi Field with Nicki Minaj, Future, and ASAP Rocky. Caller number 9, these are for you.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.